Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Anita, and this is Rambles. Thanks for tuning in. I know I'm starting 5 seconds late. Starting 5 seconds late. So, continuation of the whole thing with the manager named Paul. So, I talked to Fantate. Yes, that was the supervisor of customer service, of guest services, and sent her my emails from M.M. LaFleur, and she's like, well, it's because you went to one of their other events. Okay. And first of all, they only had like one other event in Charlotte. And their managers said you don't have to buy anything at a pop-up store. If anybody has different experiences, they're more than happy to email me at icaga2005@gmail.com. And yes, I know the 2004, but that's for my soap making business. And as you can tell my lovely listeners, I do have a picture of a soap. And yes, it's a soap. It is a soap I made. I don't remember what scent it is. It's in my phone because I sometimes use those colors at different times of the year or with different fragrances. But yeah, if you want to email me for that, that's a completely different email. But for my podcast, I used a 2005 that I've had since, like, I lived in Colombia. Yeah, bit of a gypsy. But going back to the whole M.M. LaFleur thing, pop-up store, that doesn't mean you have to buy something at a pop-up store. And even in basic business, it takes 8 points of contact. And yes, I did take some business classes. Well, besides running a business, I have had some experience working in sales. And I almost got my minor in college in business. So not completely ditzy. And I'm not saying ditzy is a bad thing, but it takes around 8 points of contact to get a customer. So that goes against business rules to say I had to buy something at their previous pop-up, which again was not in their hotel. So talk to, I think it was Kimberly, I have in the notes. And she was like, we didn't have to buy anything in our pop-ups. Exactly. So the fact that Fantasia is like, you came to their events before, again, one other event, and I talked to one of my writing group members who also went to the same event, the same previous event at the Marriott. She was like, I didn't buy anything. What? They have great dresses, by the way. She was like, I didn't buy anything. So that was my experience. And I did what anybody else would do. No, I did not have a fit or anything. I filled out a report at the Better Business Bureau because that was horrible treatment. I mean, you're asking me what I'm doing there, making me feel unwanted. And then when I'm leaving, well, where are you going to go? I should have, I regret not taping it. And I should have went and talked to the Better Business Bureau right then, but I didn't know because you don't expect that. And, yeah, that was my experience at the Omni in Charlotte on Trade Street. If you, any other listeners have had any experience, and the guest services is actually, they're corporate guest services. So, yeah, basically they lied to them and lied on their customer, was rude and kicking people out. And if you hear purring in the background, it is not me or anything. It's my other co-host, a cat named Dyden, who's like, whatever. He wants it. You don't own a cat. And first of all, he's my friend's cat. But, yeah, anybody who's ever been around a cat understands you don't really own them. They own you. And every now and then they're like, you can deal with us, but you don't own us. Also, I got my hair done. I know, totally like, what does that have to do with anything? But a few weeks ago, I decided to get it done. Well, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. I finally took the plunge. And yeah, I had some split ends and decided to get it done. And I know the title is, and I don't know who, but a part of me and even one of my friends, and I told her what happened. She's like, maybe MM's lying. I don't know. Maybe. I even asked, I was like, well, I mean, besides the other question of, do you have to buy something at their pop-ups? I know I did not receive my basket of the stuff I tried on last time I was at one, but, you know, human error. And again, I have an oddly spelled name, so I expect that to happen when people put Anita instead of Anita. I've made peace. I never asked Bio Mom what she was thinking with my first name. That's one of those big regret questions. But then we have the same first name, and then her name is spelled with an A on the bursary. I just never got around to asking her. And yeah. So maybe the receptionist felt like I didn't belong and lied to Omni. I don't know. Maybe MM agreed with her. I don't know, but I know my experience at Omni, and I know the paper, the emails, and communication I received from MM, and the lack of the cavalierness I received from the executive assistant when it came to my grievances at the Omni in Charlotte. So, yeah, and maybe the Better Business Bureau, trust saying that three times fast, will have better experience dealing with them than I did. And everyone should know how to use the Better Business Bureau and when is it necessary to use them. Again, they have their moments, and it's something people need to know about. So, Thanksgiving, went to my friend's mom, had a great time, great food, wonderful. Customer not sending me my money, even though they said they would. Yeah, I know, I shouldn't say it, but it was really good. I didn't do any Black Friday shopping. I've done my share of Black Friday shopping, which at least when I was doing it, it was not as it wasn't chaotic. Like I would map it out using websites. Yes, it was not staging a coup. It was I want to be in, I want to be out. So I guess it was staging a coup. Well, it wasn't a military coup, but knowing which areas I was going in, like when I lived in Columbia, I knew, okay. Go to Old Navy, pick up these, then go by Walmart, then Sam's, because I had a Sam membership. Go for breakfast, then go across the street to the mall, pick up some more stuff, and then go home, because it was like a 10-minute car ride home, and then be done. And because I was a government car employee at the time, sleep, enjoy, and then later on go by the Dollar Tree and get bags. So, yeah, that was it. I did do Thanksgiving Day shopping when I lived in Houston, but that was because I decided to move into an apartment on Thanksgiving Day. Ended up moving everything in on Thanksgiving Day, then going to Thanksgiving dinner, and I was like, I have no furniture. Let me get a bed because I had originally planned on having the stuff moved in later, and it didn't quite turn out like that. But it was still relatively organized. But between moving and stuff, I was still sleepy. But And someone was like, well, why are you so put? Because I'm tired. And I spent the day moving before Thanksgiving dinner. So, yeah, even if that hadn't been on a Black Friday, I still would have been, like, tired and stuff. And this past weekend, I went to another Indie Author Day event at the Hickory Grove Library here in Charlotte because it's not too far away. So, like, okay, you know, why not? And I finished my name on Rhino again this year, and I had a great time. I barely made it. I did like four words over it, but it got done, and I'm so proud of myself. And I wasn't sure if this indie author was going to be like the one I went to back in October, which was really great, and it was just as good. It wasn't a lot of people. Because I guess some of the people who had been to the other one were like, well, we sort of already did the one in October, don't really want to do it again, which makes perfect sense. They did have different authors and like a discussion group I went to a few weeks ago said, Charlotte is a big writing city. I mean, the National Poet Laureate was here speaking during National Poetry Month. Not a big poetry person. I do like some Amanda Lovelace, but, and I can write it. I'm just like, okay. And yes, I have heard my share of Maya Angelou's for Angelou's Phenomenal Woman. Every little black girl has heard that poem ad nauseum. And I'm not knocking Maya Angelou, but I don't want to hear that poem ever again because I heard it too much. And back on subject, I met some really great writers and talked to one of the librarians because I think I was a librarian a lot. I had a pottery class because and you can email me about if you are in the Charlotte area about a special for my soaps that involves pottery. So yeah, I met some great authors, science fiction writers, and one of the speakers went into more of how to do writing as a business because it is a business. Everything's a business. I mean, I did a pre well, everything is sales. And I did do a previous episode. If you guys would like to check it out, the Everything is Sales episode that I based off of a customer. And that's something writers have to learn because writers, we're introverts. And I know I sound like I'm just total gab fest, but I host a podcast at home. That's something. And I have my writing group and I have my friends, but writers are, the stereotype of the writer is alone, a recluse living in the middle of nowhere drinking. Where do you think Stephen King got the whole idea for The Shining? He was going through that phase. So we writers have to know, yeah, you got to get out there and sell your book. Otherwise, why did you get paid to write it? And I know that sounds like a very callous thing to say, but if you're a publisher, it's like you still have to do that job. You still have to pound the pavement. And I know that sounds like such a prostitute thing to say. And even choosing art cover, your demographic, that's not something writers really want to think about. Target market. I'd heard about target marketing before in with a member of my a networking group I'm a part of in regards to my soaps, but it applies to almost to everything. You have to know your target market because not everybody's going to want your book. And it sounds mean, and everybody wants to believe they wrote the great American novel. And 9 times out of 10, the great American novel is shoved down schools' throats. Again, sounds mean, but that's why you're getting a lot of sales because it's sold to libraries and schools. So they'll order like 10,000 copies. It's like, yeah, I sold 10,000. Well, yeah, that was you sold it to your target market, which were schools who bought a bundle pack. And I'm happy that Michelle Obama's book sold. I still haven't bought it. I'm more of an audiobook listener versus reader. And again, the irony of it is like, how can you write all that, but you don't? I did finish RuPaul's book yesterday. And I know I'm going to have some political jokes, but no, I didn't. I actually found RuPaul's at the library, and I will be buying both books because they're different things. Like RuPaul, I love them both, and it is off subject, but the point is about the target market, which is something writers don't think of, and even meeting other writers, because one writer says she met another writer who's at an event, and they exchanged information. It's about building. Sounds really cliche, and I've heard this at other networking events, but it is about building connections because someone may, again, be a science fiction writer. You may be Christian romance, and the science fiction writer may connect you with someone else who can help you reach your market and get you on the path you need to go to. And that's something writers have to learn. So, anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Last episode is in a few weeks. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Bye.